Welcome to Surfing the Psychic Waves. I'm your host, Christina Walsh. My guest today is Veronica Torres, channel for the Elohim and the Council. The Council's focus is to help us transition from a fear-based system to a consciousness-based system. The Council offers insights and specific tools for spiritual advancement, which are delivered with affection and humor through Veronica. The Council consists of 7 different groups: the Guardians, the Girls, the Visionaries, the Matriarch, the Elohim, the Warrior, and Fred. Each group resonates with a different chakra and has a distinct personality and style of presentation and focus. So stay tuned as we get into this interview with Veronica Torres. And for more information, check out Elohim.com, Elohim.com. So welcome, Veronica. I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you so much for having me.
This is so great. So I know you've been working with this collection of beings for many years now, and it seems like lately you've been working on the concept of uncertainty. And as we were talking earlier before, I've been working on the concept of I don't know. Mm-hmm. It just seems that there's these strings of energies we get to experience, and I'd love to hear what your thoughts are on that vibration of uncertainty and how can we use it.
You know what's so interesting is years ago, Elohim said, you don't know anything. Just say, I don't know anything. I don't know. I don't know anything. And it really freaked everybody out. The idea of, wait, I I'm smart. I know things. There was some possessiveness around, I'm someone who has thoughts. You know, there was this kind of energy around there. And as people settled into it and considered it and thought about it more and sat with it, they realized there was such freedom in the idea of I don't know. There was such a relief from always having to seek with your mind, always having to be the one who has the answers. To sit with I don't know is a position of strength. And over the years, we've talked about it more and more, but recently, even in the last couple of weeks, it's been the idea of I don't know, sitting in uncertainty, abiding in the place where you don't already have the answer. And what that gives you is when you're in the moment, you have the opportunity to access what Elohim and the Council call your soul's perspective. And when you can sit with the opportunity to receive your soul's perspective, rather than having to run the same hamster wheel thoughts over and over and over again, well, you have an opportunity to have a brand new experience. Elohim loves to say, if thinking could have solved it, it would have solved it long ago, because you sure have thought about it enough. And so going out of thinking, which is typically repeating the same thoughts and hoping that you'll get a different outcome, into I don't know, and sitting in the moment of I don't know, and seeing what new insight, inspiration, aha, soul's perspective can come to you, seems to be what is really, really up for lots of people right now.
Yeah, it seems like the vibration of uncertainty, so let's say I get to the point where I'm saying, I don't know, and then I'm sitting in meditation, and I'm just playing around with that vibration of uncertainty, of the vibration of it, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Then it seems like that's a jumping off point to start something new.
Yeah. Yeah, because, well, one of the tools Elohim gives us is the color crayon, the box of color crayons. And they've said, look, you guys consistently only color with a few color crayons, but there's the whole box of 64 available to you, but you haven't allowed yourself to open up to the idea that there are more colors available because you continuously replay the same thoughts over and over, which happen to be thoughts that don't include the rest of the crayons. So something they'll say very frequently is, what are the other color crayons in this moment?
I love that. I use crayons a lot, by the way.
Cool. You know, it's like, what colors are you always coloring with? And when I look at a situation, am I always coloring with green and blue? What would happen if I allowed something new? And another tool they have that I thought is very interesting is they say at the same time every day, look out the same window. And every day, require of yourself that you notice something new in that moment.
Ah,
and
beautiful.
Something you haven't noticed before. Because what they're trying to do is train us to see beyond the limited amount of information we've been allowing ourselves to process. Because we process a small amount of information because that is the way our minds have kept us safe. And the survival instinct has said, stay small, stay small, stay small. So when you open up to finding new information, the survival instinct gets kicked up because it says, oh God, new information, that has to be a threat, because that's how you've stayed alive, is by perceiving new as threatening 99.9% of the time. Or at least making sure, taking it as a threat before you take it as a safety. That's how we're staying alive all this time.
Yeah.
So when we open up to new crayons or looking out the window and seeing something new, the observation is, wow, does this frighten me? And it's interesting because very, very, very benign things will be, the body processes them as something to be fearful of because they're new. So they try to come up with very safe ways of us expressing or experiencing more in our moments. So we get used to having more in our moments without the survival instinct getting kicked up, so that when we start to receive our soul's perspective or insight from alternative expressions or past lives, we feel safe in processing new information rather than fearful in processing new information.
So do you think it's almost like changing the default?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. And it's hard. And I've just really personally started making peace with how radically different it is. I mean, I've been working with them for 8 years. They've been saying this for 8 years, that, you know, we're literally evolving. We're changing from a fear-based operating system to a consciousness-based operating system. We're doing something that's never been done before. And yet, every time I get a real strong glimpse of what it's like to live in a completely different way, I just go, whoa. And I think that's what's happening right now with this uncertainty, the I don't know position, is we're going, I don't know how to live from consciousness. I only know how to live from fear. So in between those two states, I'm in the messy middle ground of uncertainty. And the thing to do is not fall back on the fear-based ways of navigating that uncertainty, but to open up to the consciousness-based ways of navigating that uncertainty.
I agree. And I think emotions come in there, and they want to start to play. And I don't know that space yet.
What is interesting, too, is the idea that they came up with a few weeks ago that, you know, feelings and emotions aren't the same thing. Emotions are habit-based. They're culturally based. They're based in our DNA, whereas what they call feelings are what is going on literally in this moment. So we can be in an environment, they gave the perfect example. I went into San Francisco and I was by myself and I thought, oh my God, I'm going to be overwhelmed. And I had these, you know, habitual based emotions. And then I said, hang on a minute. And I thought, it's a beautiful day. The sun was out and there were people walking up and down the street and there were shops to look in the windows of. And I thought, actually what I'm feeling is curiosity. So I had to make the choice. The choice to go with the feeling that I was actually experiencing in the moment rather than the emotions that were habitually telling me, oh, you're in the city, this is the emotion you get to have, regardless of what's going on.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that, because I think the day-to-day experience of just going to the store, going into the city, whatever, that's all changing. It's almost like we get a new world every day now.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And I do know that there is some expansion going on all the time. And then it's a little bit of bouncing back and forth between the small world and like this big world or this big universe. So I guess like time and space and distance is all sort of shifting around. And part of me wants to make rules.
Mm-hmm.
I have a couple of Virgo planets in my chart.
And Virgo rising over here.
Yeah. And other times I'm just like, you know, it's a beautiful day. So what am I doing here? And then I can bounce back.
And that's the place that just yesterday as we're taping this, just yesterday I woke up, I had plans. The plans seemed like they weren't coming to fruition. And my instinct was to go into, well, what am I going to do instead? And why didn't that work out? You know, all that sort of stuff. And I said, wait, this is uncertainty. How about I just sit in the uncertainty and explore the uncertainty and how what it brings up in me? And then decide, is that what I want to feel? Our reactions to our creations are our choices. So I said, okay, so here's the creation, which is uncertainty. How do I choose to react to the uncertainty? And I ended up sitting in uncertainty, the plans completely changed, and I had probably one of the most fun days of my entire life yesterday.
See? I just love that.
Mm-hmm. And it started off you know, literally laying in bed going, oh, I don't know what's going on, and I haven't gotten the call, and I don't know what they didn't text, and, you know, all that stuff. And I was able to just go, I'm just going to drop into uncertainty and make myself, literally make, you know, it's a training, make myself have a different reaction to this uncertainty than I would have had in the past.
Yeah. So I still don't know, personally, if it's necessarily a body reaction that's going on in that moment, or a collection of, like, beliefs and thinking, you know, flying around that's coming together in that moment of uncertainty before I enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems like we're getting to notice that there's 3 or 4 or 5 items floating around in that space. And it's almost like I have to get comfortable that I was a bigger kind of collection of energy than I thought.
Yeah, the idea that, you know, I sigh because it's such a big, it's like, yeah, you know, it's a big deal. It's a big deal what we're doing. And I think part of what happens is as we start to work with our soul's perspective, you know, Elohim teaches that we came here to evolve the physical form so that our soul could have more presence in the physicality with us. So the idea of evolving the physical form, transforming triggers, dealing with habitual responses, dealing with the things that are DNA and culturally based that we just react to without actually running them through consciousness, allows us to get to a point where our vibration is high enough that our soul can have more of a participatory experience in the physical. And that brings with it information about alternative lifetimes and Akashic records and time between lifetimes and all of that, so that we can actually experience the physical form density with all of that information that is the truth of us online. And that doesn't take over us. They explain it's just like when you go to school and you take calculus, at the end of it, calculus hasn't taken over you. You just have more of you because you have more information, more wisdom, more knowledge.
Yeah.
So I think part of what you might be describing is this idea where the soul's perspective starts to come in and you start to realize just exactly how expansive you can be and still be you. And it's like, oh, wait, there's way more here than I ever knew. There's way more to experience. And every experience I have is now brand new because I've never had it as the 2010 version of me. I've never had it as the version of me that's at this vibratory rate that's experiencing my soul's perspective. And so that's how everything can be new and fascinating again. And nothing is boring because there's always more in the moment to unfold.
Yeah, so amazing.
It's pretty trippy when it starts to happen.
And we'll be right back with more Surfing the Psychic Waves. 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. Welcome back to Surfing the Psychic Waves. I'm your host, Christina Walsh. My guest today is Veronica Torres. Veronica is a channel for the Elohim and the Council. The Council's focus is to help us transition from a fear-based system to a consciousness-based system. And the Council offers insights and specific tools for spiritual advancement, which are delivered with affection and humor through Veronica. The Council consists of 7 different groups that correspond to the chakras, and they are the Guardians, the Girls, the Visionaries, the Matriarch, the Elohim, the Warrior, and Fred. So for more information, find the Elohim.com on the web or on Facebook under Elohim or on Twitter at the Elohim channel. And there's many YouTubes up of Veronica channeling the Elohim, so check it out.
I did want to ask you about affinity and infinity, because I've been working with a lot of infinity symbols lately. It's been going great. It's something I haven't really done a lot of until just recently. And then I have noticed that in the present moment, if I'm thinking about what do I have affinity for in this moment, then it's like I just shoot off and just, you know, run with it. And I don't even know where the day went, and it was one of those amazing days.
Yeah. One of the things that one of the groups I work with is the Girls, and they resonate to the second chakra, and they're a lot of fun. And they're 99% of the time what they talk to us about is how to love ourselves well, which is a very interesting exploration when you really start to look at how do I love myself, and you look at it really honestly. very fascinating. But one of the things they've taught us to do is that if you have a to-do list for the day, to look at the to-do list and to ask yourself, what's the most loving act that I can do on this list? What's the one that's most loving to myself? And to do that one first, and then ask yourself again, what of these things I need to do today feels the most loving to me? And it is insanely powerful to see how your day shifts when you do that, and how much more, quote, you get done, end quote. Like,
yeah.
I can look at a list of 20 things and think there's no way I can get all these done. And if I start to go in the order of the thing that feels most loving to me to do first, I get twice as much done as that I would expect I could get done. Because you're not in resistance, you know, you're in higher vibration. Like what you said, affinity. What's the affinity here? And it's, again, checking in with yourself, being in the moment, asking yourself, what is true now for me? What is true now in this moment? Well, what's true is that on this list of things that I'd love to get done today, if I do this one right now, that one feels the most whatever. And sometimes it's the one that feels the most juicy, the one that feels the most fun, the one that feels the most easy, the one that's bugging you the most. I don't know. It's not always the same deciding factor of why it's loving to myself. But
yeah.
If I look at that list, I know which one is most loving to myself to do first.
Oh, I like that.
Mm-hmm. It's a good tool. It really helps.
That's really cool. So,
you know, Elohim and the Council are really, really known. The main thing they're known for is all their tools. They have, we're working on the book diligently, and we have over 200 different little tools, like I've mentioned throughout our talk today, that they have given us to help with specific situations. And that's the thing they're most known for, and that's the thing that I love the most about them is how they can just say, oh, that's going on for you? Okay, use this tool. And they'll make up one. Sometimes we'll get 3 or 4 new ones in a meeting, one 90-minute meeting. They're writing the book really hard, my co-authors at the meetings, and sometimes Elohim will be like, okay, here's another one for the list. And she's like, oh, my God.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. And that's what they're really good at is looking at, that's the thing they do. They look at the energy. They listen to people's words, but mostly they're watching the energy move in your field. And that's how come they can see when there's a past life influence that's going on, or they can see when, you know, different kinds of energy are moving in your body, because they're watching the energy of you as you ask the question, and then they watch the energy of the question as it is being said as well. And it's fascinating for me to sit back and observe, because there'll be a question that's maybe 7 or 8 words, and it's literally like a graph. It's going along level, and then it just drops down. And then sometimes they'll just stop people at the 5th word of their questions. They stop. We got to change it right there, because that word, how you're using that word, has gone so low vibrational that it's taken the whole question off track. So part of what we do during the meetings also, especially on our monthly Q&A meeting that we have on the 3rd Sunday of every month, is Elohim's teaching people how to ask high vibrational questions, or how to ask their question in a high vibrational way, so that it all stays very conscious and it all stays very high vibrational, and that facilitates the flow of the information.
You weren't planning on channeling this lifetime until it sort of showed up.
Yeah.
So what could you advise listeners out there that are getting experiences, whatever you call it, channeling or mediumship type experiences or blending with spirit type of experiences, what would you suggest they do when they think they're getting these experiences and they're just, you know, what would be the next step?
Well, I think the number one thing is that don't expect it to be any certain way. Don't expect it to sound like it sounds like when I channel or any of the other channels that you know. Don't have expectation. That's that I don't know thing we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
Don't expect it to be a certain way, because what people tend to do is they have an experience that's not exactly like their favorite channel's experience, and they think, oh, I might not be doing it right. And that's the fear-based mind saying, stay small, stay small, stay small. The other thing I would say to just completely give up, what I like to say is, I did it for everybody. I did enough of this for everybody. I paid the dues for the whole tribe. Am I making this up? Just give up on am I making this up from the very beginning. Save yourself the grief. I did enough for everybody. So am I making this up is absolutely I'm going to go ahead and say it. It's useless. It's useless, because the reality is, if you're getting information, whether it's coming from your head from your guides, from your soul, from the tree in the yard or the cat walking across the carpet. The reality is that information is here for you right now to support your growth. And to spend the time saying, am I making this up, am I making this up, all that does is detract you from exploring what has come through. And whether it's intuition or channeling or insight or just something that you blocked out that's finally coming through, who cares? Who cares in my book? If it's supportive of you, if it's not fear-based, if it's helping you, then wherever it comes from is where it comes from. And another thing I like to tell people is that as you're working with your guides or your soul or your beings, whatever, you're starting to do what you might want to just sum up as channeling, to let it be just how it is. I guess this is kind of like in the sense of what I said earlier, but this is the thing I really see with people is that they want it to look a certain way and they feel like they've done it wrong or it's not okay if it's a new way. And, I mean, I'm waiting for that person that channels by smelling things, you know, like, oh, I smell roses. That means this information. You know, I think it's great that everybody gets it in all kinds of different ways, and everybody is strong in different ways, too.
And we'll be right back with more Surfing the Psychic Waves. 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. Welcome back to Surfing the Psychic Waves. I'm your host, Christina Walsh. My guest today is Veronica Torres. Veronica is a channel for the Elohim and the Council, and she's been working with these beings for many years now. You can find out more at theelohim.com or on Facebook under Elohim, that's E-L-O-H-E-I-M, or on Twitter under the Elohim channel, or on YouTube under the Elohim channel. So let's get back to the interview.
Because I think a lot of what happens is people say, oh my God, I have this gift, I have to share it, I have to be of service, I have to do this, I have to do that. And it's like, Elohim is totally out of the service mentality. You know, they're not fans of the idea that we're here to serve others. You're here to grow as a soul. And then you emanate your truth. And by emanating your truth, you offer a changed vibration to the planet, and offer a vibrational option to people who haven't ever considered that there's another way to live. You do what's in your lap, is how they say it. What is in your lap? That's first.
I like that. I think in one of my emails I was mentioning about healing and that I was having a hard time using the word healing, and it has to do with that same idea of service.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not, you have to honor the spirit within you and let it out, like you say. And if you do that, then you're doing everything you kind of need to be doing.
And the perfect example of that is when you go on an airplane, what does the stewardess or steward say to you? In case of a loss of cabin pressure, secure your own mask before helping others. Because if you don't secure your mask first and you're out helping everybody else, pretty soon you're going to be passed out on the floor of the plane. And what good are you then?
You know, I've always wondered about those words. And if that might have been a channel message, because it's repeated and repeated and repeated. They're never going away.
Powerful. Yeah. Certainly powerful insight, and it is true. It is true, and that's a really good example that people can really wrap their minds around. Well, yeah, the way Elohim says it, I love, too. It's not repeated on every airplane every day, but I love the way they say it. They say, you know, if you're a candle, if you're a lit candle, you can light other candles, no problem. But if you start giving away your wax, it's over. So nobody gets your wax. Share your flame, share your emanation, sure. But nobody, and we mean nobody, gets your wax. That's for you. You got to take care of yourself. And people are like, oh, I can't be selfish. Well, how about be self-centering?
Yeah.
And I think one of the main things, and this is just my opinion, this isn't from their teachings, this is my opinion. One of the things I have had a hard time respecting about lightworkers as a community is that they are so busy looking after everybody else, they don't take care of themselves well. And it's really hard for me to look at a group of people and respect them if they're not taking care of themselves first. And that service mentality that I'm here with gifts, you know, I'm able to do healings, I'm able to do readings, I'm able to channel whatever your current expression is, that somehow that means that gift sharing is more important than taking care of yourself. And that I have a real hard time with that, because I don't know exactly what the right word is, but you look around and you see a bunch of poor, sick light workers, and you wonder how good that is for a testimonial for the path.
Yeah, I mean, I think the world would be a lot different if we had structured things very differently to be self-centered. And if we're centered in our own self, in our own truth, in our own spirit, then we would be living in a different world right now.
Yeah.
Thank you, Veronica Torres, for surfing the psychic waves with us today. So stay tuned. We'll be back with more. 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world.